There's a superbug out there. It has parents worried in our area and all over the country. Locally, there have been more than 24 reported cases of the drug-resistant staph infection in schools, including cases in Montgomery, Fairfax, and Prince William counties.
Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and a leading researcher into AIDS. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Fauci.
It's good to be here.
Well, what do we know about this latest outbreak of this infection?
Well, it's more than just the latest outbreak. It really been a problem that has progressively increased, namely the resistance to the standard antibiotics of a drug that's of a bug, a microbe that is potentially quite dangerous, called Staphylococcus aureus, the typical staph type infections. The CDC just recently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the government agency that does the kinds of surveillance that keeps us up to date on how these things evolve, has recently done a study on invasive resistant staph aureus in the United States, and the cases are more than we had seen in the past. There have been now 94,000 potentially life-threatening infections, with about 19,000 deaths in the United States in 2005. So it is a growing problem.
How easily is this treated? Obviously, the key words here are drug resistance.
Right.
Do we still have stuff that can treat
this
thing?
Yes, we do. And the problem is that physicians, and one of the real parts about countering this, and one of the mechanisms we can, is education to get physicians and hospitals aware of the prevalence of this problem. Yes, we do have drugs that can combat methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Methicillin is the prototype excellent drug that you would normally use for staph. As the years gone by, more of these microbes that we've isolated, either from people in the hospital or even to a lesser extent people actually in the community, is resistant to the standard drug. There are other drugs that can counter this resistant staph, but if you don't give the drug early enough and you're not astute enough to realize that you might be dealing with a resistant microbe, this bug is so virulent that it could then spread and cause considerable harm and even death if the right diagnosis is not made. And often the incorrect diagnosis is made, namely the assumption that the staph is sensitive to the standard drugs, when in fact it might not be.
That's certainly a scary thing to hear. Parents who are used to treating a lot of the problems for little kids, especially with amoxicillin, penicillin, I mean, that's just kind of the standard way to go, but that's not going to work in this case.
Well, certainly with a resistant staph aureus, the typical penicillins don't work, and methicillin is actually a drug that was developed decades ago for those staph that actually were resistant to standard typical penicillin. Now what we're seeing, and we've seen it for quite a while, and it's getting worse, is that the staph aureus that circulates around is resistant even to methicillin, which then means you need to rely on the next generations of drugs, but you have to be aware that you might be dealing with a resistant microbe. So one, it's awareness, knowing that the problem might exist, but there are also things that one can do. Since this infection is commonly spread from skin-to-skin contact, staph has a way of existing on skin, even without necessarily causing infection or disease, and that's how it can get passed from one person to another. That's the reason why sometimes, even in a non-hospital setting, you see athletes that engage in contact sports in which skin rubs against skin, that you might have a person who has no problem with it, who rubs it off on another, gets into a cut, and then you have a serious invasive infection.
Let's talk about the next generation of drugs. Where are we on the research? How close are we to getting something else?
Well, we do have a few good drugs that are excellent against methicillin-resistant staph aureus. Vancomycin, that's a drug that's a very good drug, usually quite effective against methicillin-resistant staph. Occasionally and rarely, you'll get a vancomycin-resistant staph, which really becomes worrisome because then you're coming to the end of the line of drugs that can combat these resistant bugs. There's another drug called linazolid, which is also very good. But we need to keep a robust pipeline of developing new drugs that can keep ahead of the microbe's natural capability of evolving resistance. And that's where the research comes in, and that's what we're very committed to here at NIH, is to push forward the research agenda for the developing of new drugs that could actually stay a step ahead of the evolution of resistance.
Thanks so much for your information, Dr. Fauci.
You're welcome.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a leading AIDS researcher as well.